Here's a question for you.
Who is your GOAT?
You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it John Elway? Is it Joe Montana? Or is it none of these I just mentioned? Well, find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History, on ColeJohnsonOnline.com for free. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, The 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History, on ColeJohnsonOnline.com for free. Well, what you waiting for? Go get it! Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and all points in between. Cole Sports! I am your man, that's right, that man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and I'm here to bring you sports on another level. And on this podcast, I'm going to bring you some NBA Finals news, some Stanley Cup Finals news, touch on 20 minutes of action, and I'm going to put a silly subject under further review. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, San Jose! After the one goal tilts in the first three games, the Pittsburgh Penguins decide to put forth a 38 blocked performance in their 3-1 victory in Game 4 against the San Jose Sharks. So now the Penguins are one game away from drinking from the Stanley Cup. The defense was on full display, as I said, 38 shots blocked, and it looks like the beards from San Jose may not be working all that well. Dateline, Oakland! So Klay Thompson, in a question that actually was addressed to Draymond Green, opined that the Warriors can beat the Showtime Lakers. Magic took umbrage with that and said, oh no, my Lakers would beat the Warriors. In fact, he tweeted it in saying, quote, I disagree with Michael Thompson and his son Klay. My Showtime Lakers would beat the Warriors. Close quote. Now, if we're talking about the early 80s rendition of Showtime, the Warriors probably could take them. But if we're talking about the mid-80s, now that was about the time that Magic was in his prime, and it was difficult to beat him. I don't care if you were the 86 Celtics. It was difficult to beat that team. But hypotheticals really don't pay the bills, right? Dateline, Oakland! Again! Well, actually, this isn't really related to Oakland. More so, it's related to the Summer Games in Rio next month. Stephen Curry is opting to not play in the 2016 Olympics, really because of a swollen knee that he suffered in the first round against the Rockets, April. In being reached about that comment, Stephen had to say the following, quote, my previous experiences with USA basketball have been incredibly rewarding, educational, and enjoyable, which made this an extremely difficult decision for me and my family. However, due to several factors, including recent ankle and knee injuries, I believe this is the best decision for me at this stage of my career. It's an incredible honor to represent your country and wear USA on your chest, but my primary basketball-related objective this summer needs to focus on my body and getting ready for the 2016-2017 NBA season. Close quote. And really, I could not say it any better. Dateline! Pass! So Novak Djokovic completes his career slam. And what does that mean? That feat means that you in your career have been the champion in the Australian Open, the French Open, Wimbledon, and the US Open at least once in your career. In fact, the feat is so rare, he is one of only 9 to have done it. As of this moment, he is the defending champion in all 4 Grand Slams. That's right. That means he is the next 4 events that are Grand Slams, he will be defending his crown. Wimbledon, US Open, Australian Open, and the French Open in the calendar season in chronological order. He will be the defending champion in those events. Kudos, because he gets really overlooked because of Federer and Nadal. But he really is one of the greats. And you got to tip your cap. to one of the greats. So, Djokovic, I really appreciate what you do. Keep on grinding as you always do, because you always do get your victory by grinding. Dateline, Dallas. So Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib decides that he wants to be Plaxico Burress. He frequented a nightclub Saturday where shots rang out in it, and in it as well, he shot himself. Yes, that's why I say Plaxico Burress Part 2. Now, of course, it may have more far-reaching legal issues. It's too early to tell right now, but Talib might be in some serious trouble, and more than just actually being shot. Dateline, Coral Springs, Florida. Tragic news happened this Monday night. Bellator fighter, MMA fighter, Kimbo Slice succumbed to a heart attack. Now, he was on the road back. In fact, I believe his last fight was either late last year or early this year. But I'm not so sure about it. But what I am sure about is he was on his road back to actually becoming more prominent again. But it was unfortunate that this event happened. The president of the Bellator promotion, Scott Coker, said, quote, "We are all shocked and saddened by the devastating and untimely loss of Kimbo Slice, a beloved member of the Bellator family. One of the most popular MMA fighters ever, Kimbo was a charismatic, larger-than-life personality that transcended the sport." Close quote. Scott, I think that was well said, and I need to not say any more. Kevin Ferguson, a.k.a. Kimbo Slice, dead at the age of 42. When I come back, I'm going to put a silly subject under further review. That's right, we're going to make upon further review a little lighter hearted this time. But immediately following the break, 20 minutes of action. I'll join you on the other side. On another level, can be seen and heard on these social media platforms: Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, rate, review, share. More importantly, subscribe and follow these social media platforms. Cole Sports, the five-star program that is sports for the intelligent sportsman. Have you always wanted to tap into the winner and champion in you? What if I told you I had a tool that could provide that for you? Well, look no further. Cole Sports presents 10 scriptures that can change your life, the sports edition. Follow along as we go and tap into the athlete's mind, delve into his habits, and unearth what made him a champion. Dig deep to find out what makes you a champion from his eyes. Cole Sports presents 10 scriptures that can change your life, the sports edition. Available on paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com. Join me on YouTube as you get a little slice of Cole Sports on the daily. That's right, just a little snippet of this program visually. I know you all like that. So join me on the daily, weekdays on YouTube. Cole Sports! Available on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and other social media outlets. bothered me, and it ran across my stratosphere recently. Stanford All-American swimmer Brock Turner accused and admitted to, and excuse me because this is taking me a while to get out of my system here, accused and admitted to and convicted of sexual assault with the intent to rape charge. His sentence was this past week, and the sentence rendered was 6 months. Now, that is infuriating to me. What also is infuriating to me is the media's coverage of it. And I know you're saying, well, you're part of it, Cole. You're part of the media. Yeah, I am, but I'm not a reporter. That's not what I do. What is disturbing to me is that you have this guy who infringed upon the right of a drunk young lady. And not only did he mount her, but he penetrated her while she was unconscious, which is unconscionable. I just can't believe that this act was done, period. What I also can't believe is the coverage of it. If you have looked at Brock Turner's mugshot, the mugshot actually was a yearbook picture, probably from high school. He looked clean cut. He looked happy. He looked gregarious. He looked like he couldn't harm a fly. Then, if weren't for the justice system and the media making me absolutely outraged by this, along with the act itself, enter Brock Turner's father, Dan A. Turner. So, in the sentencing of his son sexually assaulting an unconscious woman, he wrote a 13-page letter to the judge of the case, and in that letter, he said that his son should not serve a harsh sentence because of 20 minutes of action. That 20 minutes of action shouldn't compare to the over two decades of life. I just can't believe that we have someone who just simply does not get it. How can you actually describe to me a rape matter? How in the world can you describe that act to be 20 minutes of action? Why don't you tell that line to the young lady that was assaulted? The young lady that was raped? The young lady that was compromised? Why don't you tell her? Feel free to tell that to her. Because I guarantee you that 20 minutes of action to that woman is going to cause her a lifetime of pain. So you can't sit here and tell me this is 20 minutes of action from your son when it is damaging. It is life-altering. 20 minutes of action. Get out of here. Really? Come on. This whole case is just making me upset. Because how in the world can you have somebody who admitted to a rape, even though they never say it, but he did, admitted to a rape, have his father reduce it to, quote, 20 minutes of action, unquote, and he only gets 6 months of a sentence. Meanwhile, we have an Atlanta Falcons linebacker who was accused of rape, was convicted of it, served 6 years, and he didn't do the crime. Answer that question for me, justice system. Answer that question for me, Dan Turner. Answer that question for me, national media. And how is it this swimmer is an All-American, but the linebacker that played for the Falcons, he was considered a thug? Reconcile that for me. And reconcile that for me fast. Because this is a bunch of junk. All of you dropped the ball. How in the world can we put All-American and rapist in the same freaking sentence? You can't. And how in the world can you reduce a rape to 20 minutes of action? You can't. This is absolutely disturbing. It is sickening. It is repulsive and repugnant. How do you have a young man rape a woman and you only get 6 months for it? How? How is that possible? 20 minutes of action. Man, these fools need to be slapped. When I come back, from the ridiculous to the even more ridiculous, I'm going to put this subject upon further review. Well, let me reset myself, and I'll be right back. one more time, my Colesports MVPs. Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours today, right now, for free, 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 free. All you have to do is go on to ColeJohnsonOnline.com and get your copy. Let me say that again. One more time, my Colesports MVPs. Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours today, right now, for free, 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 F-R-E-E. All you have to do is go onto ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Suit up and get your copy. All you have to do is this one simple thing. Go get it! The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, the riveting stories that are told along the journey, from the champagne being poured to the heads hung low in grave defeat. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Come along with us on the journey as we reach back into history and propel it forward to today's time. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective, coming to a premium content platform nearest you. From journalists, to analysts, to athletes, to coaches, and all sports figures, this is the program that unearths the real truth and the hard-hitting facts of sports beyond the playing field. Cole Sports presents Conversations. Follow along as we ask the questions that you always wanted and you get the answers that you deserve. Cole Sports presents Conversations, coming this month on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and other social media outlets. On our next podcast, I'm going to be talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins Stanley Cup champions. I'm also going to be talking about Golden State Warriors, one step closer to being NBA champions, possibly being the NBA champions. We're also going to put a subject under further review, and we're going to award, of course, the Adult of the Week. But that is for another time. But for the time that you're spending right now, right here with me, I'm going to put this subject, probably the silliest of them thus far, upon further review. F. Ron Braun. F. Ron Braun. F. Ron Braun. F. Ron Braun. Pull up on a N-word B, I'm shooting like Curry. Kill like Klay Thompson in one quarter dropping 30. F. Ron Braun, he will never be Kobe. And his hair effed up just like Ginobili's. F. Ron Braun. F. Bron Bron. 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 Those wonderful, riveting lyrics come from Mac Barry's F. Bron Bron. Now, why am I quoting this song's lyric? This is the phenomenon that is going on in today's sports fandom. The age of hate. Now, we heard Jerry West earlier in the NBA Finals say that we should get off of LeBron's case and being 2-4 and now two games away from being 2-5 in the finals. But as I said on the show, It's not going to stop fans from saying, well, LeBron sucks. It's not going to stop. It's going to continue, actually. It's going to get worse. And it's not just LeBron. Let's rewind about 3 weeks. We had to deal with this idiotic song from Lil Boom called F. Steph Curry. F. Steph Curry, 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 F. Steph Curry. And in the lyric, it talked about how his wife, how his daughter, and how his unborn son are all ugly. Now, the song video-wise on YouTube went viral because it had footage, not of them dancing to the song itself, but just had footage of the following athletes dancing, period. Basically in cars and in rooms. Kevin Durant, LeBron James, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. The co-signing on just straight hating is ridiculous. What happened to just enjoying the product and enjoying these exploits for what it is? You know, how far is the hate going to go? And this is not a new phenomenon, it's just becoming a bigger one. See, I laugh at this because I wonder how will these fans take it? If these players were to do the same thing to them as these irrational fans do to the players. Now I'm reminded of this one photo I saw of a Heat fan throwing a bird to the Bulls, probably future, no longer a Bull, Joakim Noah. And this was a woman, not a girl, not a boy, a woman. And I'll go to the other coast. Last year's NBA Finals, after the Cavs actually stole a game in Oakland, LeBron James is going back to the dressing room from the floor, and he had a fan that said, "Hey LeBron, how does it feel to be a PAB?" Let's put it this way. She was basically saying a cat, donkey, female, dog. Those comments came not from a boy, not from a girl, not from a man, but from a woman. How would you feel if an athlete were to turn the tables on you and basically said, F all fans, F all fans, F all fans, F all fans. All you Twitter gangsters need to go and get a life. Because you need to kiss an iron skillet up in the face real tight. F all fans, you wish you were me, but you're still at home with no responsibility. F all fans, F all fans, F all fans, F all fans. Now, if an athlete said that to you, I believe you all would lose your minds. Stop making it hard for real sports fans to enjoy the product. It's because of idiotic things, comments, and people that we're not getting the new Muhammad Ali's or the new Jim Browns or the athletes that, or even the new Charles Barkley's. The athletes that love actually being around media and love being around fans and are unafraid to actually speak their mind. They're subjected to the hate and they don't want to be around it anymore. And I don't blame them. Now, I would say that this would be pretty funny if I was just addressing this to teenagers and preteens. But no, I'm actually addressing this to the adults. The adults that back up the salt truck and dump it all over LeBron, dump it all over Curry, dumped it all over Kobe, because you didn't dump it all over Kobe last year and this year. Dump it all over Melo, dump it all over CP3, dump it all over Blake Griffin. And we don't even have to be just in the basketball lane. Dump it all over Tom Brady, dump it all over Peyton Manning, dump it all over Cam Newton. When is the vitriolic crap going to stop? because, quite frankly, you all are ruining the sport and the sporting experience for everybody. Quit it and grow a set. If you happen to like this podcast or anyone preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Facebook? That's at Cole Sports. Sports with a Z. And also follow me at Twitter at Cole_Sports. Again, Sports with a Z. Or to my Canadian friends at Sports with a Z. You can also follow Cole Sports on Pinterest, Instagram, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube, and iTunes. Like, rate, share, review, all to your heart's content. More importantly, subscribe and follow each and every one of these social media platforms. Let's raise the profile of this wonderful show. But more importantly than the subscriptions, the ratings, and the reviews, enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson. And this is... Cole Sports, a production of Comey Media.